love the show. You 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 love the show.
Oh, hey.
You love the show.
It's Friday, Wednesday.
You love the show.
6:52 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo.
You
Shut
love
Up Weirdo. It's time for
show.
Shut Up Weirdo. 7 second delay is over. We have taken their slot.
They've been over for a long time, and they're also not here today.
But they are, like, figuratively over.
And literally not here today.
Yes. Correct.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm excited to be here.
I am, too. This is Shut Up Weirdo, and we are filling in today for 7 seconds delay here on WFMU. My name is Michelle.
I'm Franny.
We usually have a show on Fridays at 6 p.m. We are taking the summer off, and we're here today to... You're in advertising to surprise and delight. Do they make you say
we're
that?
We're surprise and delighting. We're making a guest celebrity appearance.
That's right. I, for one, am thrilled.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. It's nice to be here.
It is nice to be here.
I'm wondering if we're talking to 7 Second Delay fans or Shut Up Weirdo fans.
There's probably a crossover, a slight crossover, perhaps.
You can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Dale is there and he says, 7 Second Weirdo, Shut Up Delay, perhaps?
Shut Up Delay, perhaps.
Perhaps, perhaps. Anyway, we have a topic, as we do. Michelle loves this topic. And tonight we're going to answer the question you've all been asking for the 30,000 years you've been listening to 7 Second Delay.
It's been on so goddamn long.
It's much like our old cats versus dog show we did a few years ago.
Very much so.
Except this time it's Ken versus Andy.
Ken or Andy?
Ken or Andy. All you have to do is call us and choose one. We'll probably ask you why. You should have an answer. But we also kind of don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us who you prefer, Ken or Andy. I, for one, prefer Ken because he's handsomer and he lets us go to his house and I know him better. You?
Well, Andy makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Ken's my boss.
Ken's your boss. So what are you going to do?
Well, I should say yes, but Andy's so funny.
So funny. Ken's funny, too. Ken's a psychopath, though.
I'm torn. I'd rather be with Ken in an emergency.
Yes, because he would skin a bear to keep you alive if you were, like, trapped in an avalanche. Andy Bregman would probably, like, run the other direction.
He'd run into his,
He might, like, murder you and try to eat you.
No, he's too much of a weak man to murder me.
He would make jokes about it, though, and then you'd be a little paranoid.
But I'd laugh while I was dying.
Would you? Or would you suddenly be like, is this man going to eat me?
You know, coming in here, I was a strong Andy, but put me down for a Ken.
I convinced you!
I was torn.
Yes.
Can't go against my man, Ken.
Oh, my powers.
But now, should we bet? Should we bet $5?
But I think it's, wait,
should we
vote for Ken, but I think it might be Andy that
wins. I think Andy's going to win, too.
So there's nothing to bet because we agree. Is this the fatal flaw in our plan?
All right, I'll take Ken for $5.
You always win our bets. Now I'm
second-guessing
myself.
You want Ken? Do you want Ken, yes or no?
Not anymore.
All right, so you'll take Andy. I'll take Ken.
Also, I'm having a hard time because of Andy, you know.
All right, Ken's mine. Andy's yours.
Okay, fine.
All right, fine. $5. 201-209-93.
Wait, but that means I got to make a case for Andy every time someone calls?
No, they just...
Because I'm not going to do that because I don't know anything about him.
They already have their opinion formed.
No, I choose Ken. Because I can make a case for Ken.
You don't have to make a case for anyone. These people
yes,
already
we do.
Have
What's the point of the show if we're not convincing them of what they think?
They already
we're
have...
here to manipulate and mold their minds.
They already have their opinions. They're calling us to tell us what
no,
they already think.
They're dummies with really loose, like, mushy opinions.
I disagree.
I choose Ken.
Oh, Jesus. I'll take Andy.
Ken, I can work with.
Andy's rich.
I don't need rich.
201.
No. 209.
9368.
Yay! Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo. Are we ready, Michelle?
Ready.
Oh, I knew something was wrong.
That's much better.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello?
Hello, my vote is for Ken.
That's right!
All the girls are going to vote for Ken.
Yeah, he's not overtly sexist like Andy.
Well, some would beg to differ about that, but he is a silver fox.
Oh, I try not to look at pictures of all of y'all.
Why? Because we're all
because
ugly?
I don't want it tainted. I just listen to you through the app.
That's cool.
So you have no idea what we look like?
No. I avoid pictures of WFMU DJs at all costs.
Do you want us to describe ourselves or someone else?
I think it's cool that you don't know.
No, I just like hearing your voices and then imagining what y'all look like.
Tell us what you imagine we look like. This is going to be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I think you're both really tall and skinny with long hair.
Tell us more.
Not
and
that
very
tall.
Very fashionable.
Not that skinny. Well, I'm not. Fashionable?
I'm petite.
We think we're fashionable.
I have a classic look.
What's mine?
You're fashionable. You're trendy. You're on trend.
Yeah. That sounds awful. Maybe I should become bohemian.
Anyway, one vote for Ken. What's your name, lady?
Yes. All right. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Goodbye.
I thought her name was Yes.
Me too. That'd be cool.
My name is Annie.
Oh, okay, Annie. Thanks for calling.
Have all a good right, one. Okay, I just need to switch my headphones real fast.
Go for it. We're going to have so much fun, and then we're going to go and eat cheeseburgers, and I'm very excited about that part, too.
Hello. I'm back.
Oh, I thought you were taking a call without me knowing.
Oh, God, I got them all tangled.
Come on, man. Full board. Look at those Christmas...
Let them wait. 201-209-9368. Is my mic, like, or is it my headphones?
What do you think is wrong with your mic?
It's, like, blowing out.
No, you seem good, dude.
Okay, fine.
Do you want to turn the headphones down on the controller? Can you do that?
I can't hear. It's fine. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle.
Talk louder.
Hello?
Hi.
Talk louder.
I vote for Ken.
You vote for Ken?
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
This is going to be a landslide. Well, what fun is that? Why do you vote for Ken? He's so bleh.
Because we both went to the same university.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Michigan?
I went for law school to Michigan.
That's not a reason.
It is a reason.
It's not a good reason.
I didn't say it was a good reason.
Why don't you try giving us a good reason?
I don't think I have a good reason.
Then you should vote for Andy.
Yeah, I never listen to 7 Second Delay, so I don't particularly care.
Oh, God, nothing's
Someone's
changed.
Having a meltdown.
Nothing's changed around here!
Someone's having a goddamn meltdown.
Oh, my God! I just need headphones that work!
There's two more over there. You want these?
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
I quit!
You already quit.
I quit again! Okay,
right.
Thanks, mister.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Let's keep this moving.
Sorry. Oh, God. It's boring if everyone chooses Ken.
We're going to get some Andes.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey, girls. Great to hear you on the radio again.
Thank you. Great to hear you, too.
I vote for Andy because he makes me laugh more, and that's why I listen to Delay.
So you hate Ken on a 7 Second Delay?
No. I met Ken at the record fair. I love Ken, but Andy makes me laugh more.
So Ken's not funny.
That's basically
not
what
as
you
funny
just
as
said.
Andy.
Okay, so Ken's not funny.
Not
Did
as
you
funny
just say
as
he
Andy.
Acts
no
like
way.
A dictator? Yeah, he does. Oh, I'm not allowed to do that?
No, let's not do that.
We can't be mean. What's the point of this topic?
Am I the first vote for Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get anything, though.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one. Listen, let me ask you something.
What? It's like riding a bike.
It's like I've never been here before.
You are freaking out. You need to calm down, my friend.
What's the end game with this topic?
I didn't think it through. I thought it'd be real close and would get down to the wire.
Right. So should we keep going and see what happens? But then if it doesn't get real close, we abandon it and do something else?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, Ted.
Hey. So, this is pretty tough because each brings their own, you know, thing to the party. But if I was a woman, I think...
Why do you have to be a woman?
Yeah, why do you have to be a woman?
Well, my explanation will probably help.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Andy. Because, he's got all that monk money. And...
So you're saying women are gold diggers?
Well, and it also seems like he's easier to push around.
So you're saying women are manipulating gold diggers?
Yeah.
You're not doing...
No, I'm not saying you, I'm saying me.
Yeah, but you started it with, if I was a woman.
Right. If I was a woman, I would be a manipulating gold digger.
Hmm.
I'm not saying all women are.
Backpedal much?
And also, I think it would be easier to do Andy in and get away with it than Ken. I think
so
Ken
now you're manipulating gold-digging murderer.
Gold digger. Wow.
I think Ken is more physically fit and
that is true.
It would arouse suspicions.
Wait, we should change the topic too. If you were the opposite sex, what kind of person would you be?
That's hard.
Well, he just answered it. I mean, it's not looking pretty.
Let's try this for a little while.
Okay. Have a good one, Ted.
Bye, Ted. Thanks for the wine.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. No problem.
We still get presents even when we're not on the
air. Does it smell like cigarettes?
No. No.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Am I about to have a heart attack? Isn't that what happens when you're about to have a heart attack?
Does your arm hurt?
My right arm hurts.
Does your chest hurt?
No.
Can you breathe?
Sure.
I think you're fine.
Oh, no. It tastes like metal.
Does your mouth taste like metal?
No.
Do you need me to do CPR?
No, but it smells like cigarettes.
I don't think you're going to have a heart attack.
Okay, so it just smells like cigarettes?
I don't smell any, though, so something's wrong with
you. But you're a super smeller.
That's what I'm saying.
201-209-9368.
Ken or Andy? Tell us who you prefer. You could also tell us you prefer one in a certain situation and one of them in another, because that makes sense. Hi, you're on the radio.
You're a super smeller.
Hello, you're on the radio. Turn yours down. Oh, hello, young lady.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
Who's this?
Lula.
Lula, how's it going?
Good.
Tell me who you like better, Ken or Andy? Remember when you scared Ken on Friday? She scared the hell out of Ken on Friday.
Did Ken ever pay you back that pink donut he owed you?
No.
Oh. Then why do you choose him over Andy? Okay. Michelle? What'd she say?
I can't hear her.
Lula... Is she there?
Yeah.
What? Why do you like Ken better than Andy?
They don't know Andy.
Oh, that's a good reason. That's a really good reason, actually. Same.
All
right. Too.
That works for us, Lula. I'm glad you called.
Bye.
Have a good one.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. I love her. She scared the hell out of Ken the other day. It was amazing.
What'd she do?
She was hiding under a desk, and Ken walked into his office, and she ran up behind him and scared the hell out of him. Even though he knew she was kind of there, it still really scared him. It was amazing. What? Nobody's calling. 201-209-9368.
I think maybe the 7-second delay listeners don't want to play this game.
All right, what do they want to play?
I don't know.
All right, change the topic.
Oh, let me just pull out my scroll of amazing topics.
Well, we had something before we had this.
We had, what's your favorite liquid?
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
What's my favorite liquid? That's so hard. Like, to drink or to, like, do something in?
I guess either?
I guess.
Or both? Or, I don't know, we didn't think it through.
I mean, I like salt water. I like red wine. I like other things that we can't say.
Ew! Like what?
Can't say.
Dirty birdie!
What are yours?
I like water.
Oh, yeah.
And I like seltzer. This is a great topic.
I like seltzer.
Okay, what about if you were an item in a salad bar, what would you be?
I want to be something that gets left alone. What does nobody like? Capers.
I love capers, but they're also not in salad bars. What the hell?
I was just trying to think of something nobody liked.
I feel like...
Roasted red peppers?
People eat those.
Ugh, gross. The texture's disgusting.
Disgusting. They're like little slugs.
They're disgusting.
So gross.
What's in a salad bar that no... Everyone wants the hard-boiled egg.
Hard-boiled eggs are delicious.
I know.
One of God's most perfect foods. Ew, anchovy.
Are those in a salad bar?
I would be the thing everyone wants. I'd be cheese.
Everyone does want that cheese.
Little pieces of cheese.
Is that the new topic?
I don't know. Who cares? We're just having fun.
No. We need a topic.
Well, we have a full board. Should we see what they want?
Sure.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello there. First, just a question. You know, today I was listening to Ken, and he said he and Andy were on tonight. Was that a recorded show?
No, he was just lying.
Oh, right. Okay, so who do I like better? They both suck.
Damn!
I like it.
Why would you say that?
Well, because Ken's clearly a liar, for one.
Well, as a long-term volunteer slave, Ken can be so kind and lovely and gentle. And then he turns on you. When I painted Montgomery Street, not alone, but with a lot of other people.
Uh-huh.
And he barked at me so many times.
He's a barker.
About the way I was painting, and I know how to paint. So, you know, I'll never forgive him for that. But in general, he's pretty good.
What about...
And Andy? Uh-huh. Andy just doesn't really care about other people.
But do you listen to 7 Second Delay?
Oh, for too long.
And you still listen?
Yeah, I do, because it's fairly funny. I mean, it's entertaining, especially when they fail. Schadenfreude, you know, yeah. When they have such a bad show, it's hilarious. It's like...
Is it funny that we're having a bad show?
Do you think this is a bad show?
Yeah, this is most definitely a bad show. We, like, have 7 Second Delay curse because we're in their time slot.
Oh.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I didn't say you said that. I'm saying that. I have my own opinion.
Let's turn this boat around.
Annoying, but I do sometimes keep it on. I live far away. I'm in New York right now, if I can call. You're not in my time zone.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
All right, you want to try and turn this train around?
You know what
around?
We haven't said yet?
What?
Our favorite call gets a free T-shirt. Those two old men don't do that.
They don't do much.
One of them just, you know, is your boss.
Oh, keep forgetting. 201-209-9368. What's the topic, Franny?
Ken or Andy?
I kind of like that salad bar topic. I don't want to have a bad show, dude.
I'm having a good time. I kind of don't really care.
Okay, so you can have a bad show but a good time?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Like, I'm cool with... I'm just, like, chill. Hanging loose, you know? I'm just, like, rolling with it.
All right.
I'm just happy to be here.
You winning an Oscar now?
I'm happy to be alive for another day.
It was an honor just being nominated.
I'm happy to be on the air. I mean, I don't care.
Well, thank you, God.
Praise Jesus. First, I'd like to thank God.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
My mama.
My daddy.
No, not him.
I'll thank mine.
I ain't thanking mine. 201-209-9368. I guess you can answer any of our questions. Ken or Andy, What's your favorite liquid? What item would you be in a salad bar? Where were you born?
No, not where were you
what
born.
What size shoe do you wear?
Nah.
What color is your underwear today?
No.
You're
just giving them all up like we're never going to do a show again.
Are you into staplers?
Yes.
You know, what's your favorite office supply? That is a great topic.
Everyone's going to say Post-it.
Why not? Paperclips are essential to office life.
Post-it.
Paperclips.
Post-it.
Ooh, those folders that you file with.
Post-it.
Ooh. Pushpins.
Post-it.
At my office, pushpin is essential.
Post-it.
You still say Post-it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, do you think that people in different fields have office supplies they like more because they need them?
In every single field I've ever worked, which is across the board, Post-it.
I don't use Post-its that much.
I've used them in every job I've ever had a lot.
Maybe you just really like Post-its and it's a personal thing then.
Maybe.
Stapler.
Nah.
Binder clips?
Yes. Oh, yes. Not the big ones, the cute ones.
The little ones.
Yeah, the cute ones. I use binder clips here, and when I give them to people, I say, I know this is a real Michelle thing to do, but when you're done with this, can I have the binder clips back? Because we can't afford binder clips.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
We can't afford binder clips here.
Someone send Michelle some binder clips. Hi, you're on the radio.
Ken.
Okay. What's your favorite office supply?
Post-its.
Told you.
What? That's so weird.
If you were in a salad bar, what salad bar item would you be?
Jicama.
Okay, you're a weirdo.
Not a crouton? You sound like
Did
a crouton.
You sound like ranch dressing.
You sound like a crouton.
What about, what's that orange dressing? Thousand Island?
Thousand Island.
That's the junk my dad used to eat.
I like that. Mayo ketchup. That's what they call it.
Who calls it that?
People in Puerto Rico.
But just because it's orange?
Mayo ketchup.
It doesn't taste like mayo ketchup.
I love mayo ketchup.
Ew, throw
You don't like mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together?
Yeah, but that's not what Thousand Island dressing is.
It's kind of like...
No, it's not at all.
No,
it's just the same color.
French is not mayo ketchup.
None of them are mayo ketchup, Michelle.
Are you sure Thousand Island isn't mayo ketchup?
Yes, broski. Thousand Island is not mayonnaise and ketchup.
What is it?
It's, I don't know, got herbs and spices.
Maybe mayo ketchup is the poor man's Thousand Island.
No, the bros you grew up with just called it that because it was the same color as what happens when you mix mayonnaise and ketchup. That's some Puerto Rican shiz.
You don't like it?
I mean, I'm not hating on the name. I'm just saying it's not actually mayo ketchup.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Sure. Have a good one.
You too. Do you think they hate that we don't talk to them?
I don't. Yes. Yes. It's bad radio.
Why? We're talking to each other.
Exactly. 201-209-9368. You've got about half an hour left to call the show.
What's whiteout tape?
Yes.
It's not it's like
it's
sticky?
Liquid paper, but it's a tape.
But who the hell needs liquid paper?
I love liquid
paper.
We
live in the computer age. You just delete and print it.
Nah. You've seen my planner. I love whiteout tape. 201-209-9368. Full board, baby?
No, but I can't see the colors because of the light. Because I'm old. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Welcome back, by the way. It was a nice surprise when I was driving in my car and I heard you.
Ta-da!
I wasn't expecting you until sometime later.
Well, thank you.
I called up my friend Tom. Remember Tom from the meetup?
Yep.
No. Yeah, I called him on the phone and I told him the girls are on the radio.
Is this Pat Sabbath?
This is Pat Sabbath.
Nice to hear from you.
Good to be heard. Well, this is what I was thinking. I like both guys. And would it be wrong if I said Candy for Ken and Andy?
Would that be wrong, Franny?
What?
He wants to say Candy for Ken and Andy.
Gross. But okay, we'll just give a point to both of them.
of a point to both of them.
It's also just kind of gross to call them candy.
I like it. Has anyone ever called them
that's
that?
That's disgusting.
I really like it. I really like it.
Good, I'm glad. I thought it was kind of funny. It just kind of came to me when I was hearing it.
I think it's funny. Candy with a K.
All right, buddy. Wait, what's your favorite office supply?
It is a jumbo paperclip.
You mean a binder clip?
No, jumbo paperclip.
Oh, the big heavy-duty ones? I don't like those.
Yeah. All right.
I like the little baby paperclips. All right, have a good one, buddy.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Listen, Michelle, I got to tell you something.
What?
Thousand Island dressing
is mayo ketchup.
It's based on mayonnaise and can include yada, 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 Worcestershire sauce, mustard, vinegar, cream, chili sauce, tomato puree, ketchup, or Tabasco sauce. But then what's the difference between that and, like, Russian dressing? This is shocking.
Good question. Maybe it's one of those things where it's just from different places, but it's the same damn thing.
Like, it is one of the most common alternative spreads on a Reuben sandwich if one is not using Russian dressing.
I think, you know how, like, every country has something that's like a dumpling, but they just call it different things?
Yeah. Like an empanada? Like,
yeah. Or, like, a dumpling, a ravioli, a pierogi. You know, like, every country has a version of it. Maybe it's something like that.
Russian dressing is also mayo and ketchup, though.
See?
Ay, this is so confusing. What's the difference?
Nothing. Where it's from. The provenance? Provenance? Provenance?
Provenance.
Provenance.
Matt Werwick on the comments board says he'd be one of those weird mozzarella balls. The wet ones.
Which are those?
Little mozzarella ball of cheese.
Oh, those are cute. Yummy. I thought he'd be like grilled chicken or something.
Why?
Because he loves chicken.
I'd be a bacon bit.
Ooh. Bacon bits are artificial.
Delicious.
They're just chemicals.
Bacon yummy.
Like you?
Uh-huh.
What's something no one wants? Hearts of palm.
Those are amazing.
You just like them because you're Hispanic.
Oh.
What are they called?
White people palmitos? Don't eat
palmitas?
Yeah. White people don't eat those?
I don't think so.
201-209-9368. It doesn't really matter what the topic is. Just call us and we'll ask you a question. It'll be fun. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's up? Has anybody said pink highlighters?
Oh, no, but I prefer yellow.
I like purple.
Ooh. I go classic on a high. Ooh, yellow, then green.
The narrow ones, not the fat ones. You gotta go with the narrow ones because they have a better tip.
I can't believe no one said Sharpie.
No. I like the fat ones because you can use just the tip or you can do the whole fat situation if you want it. You know what I'm saying, Michelle?
Oh, dude.
See,
sorry.
I was going to say the ultra fat Sharpies, like the super duper
I like
ones.
Those.
But that's kind of, I feel like that's the obvious choice. You
actually,
I wanted to have a little.
There's the one that
I'm changing
thin,
mine.
Thin tip on one side and the fat on the other side.
My choice is a Sharpie because you can never find one when you need one.
About keychain Sharpie?
No, those always run out and they're too little and
weird.
They're
kind of stubby.
They're stubby. They're stubby.
What about just plain old paper?
Is paper an office supply?
Well, it's in an office.
Lots of things are in an office that aren't in an office supply.
Why is paper not an office supply?
What's my favorite pen, the R2?
How the hell would I know?
Those pens I carry around in that case.
Where? Maybe you should know what kind of pens you carry around in your case. I've never gone through your case.
The R2. You know those pens I have in that case that are all the different colors that I use in my planner?
Yeah, but Michelle, I never...
You gotta go self-tip.
No, absolutely not.
What? Oh, because they run?
Yeah.
Is that why?
I don't like them. I press too hard.
Oh my god.
You grip your pen hard?
So nerdy.
All right, we gotta go.
Ew, now he's trying to be dirty.
What'd he say?
You grip your pen hard?
I don't think he was trying to be dirty.
Oh, that's just me?
Yeah, I think he was...
Oh, look, except he hung up. Him. So, no, maybe I was right, and he got embarrassed because I called him out, and he didn't think we were going to catch on, but we caught on.
I don't... What? Whoa, you're out of control. Remember... Okay, you know how you're being...
What?
Okay. Remember that night?
Okay. Paint the picture for me.
Remember that night after our meetup when I was, like, on fire, talking too much... When we were eating nachos and I was like, Franny, 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 Franny. That's how you're being.
I'm definitely not how you are.
Yes. The only time I ever act that way is if I do a lot of cocaina.
No, that's how you're acting right now.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
You got that high.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
It's just been a while since I...
Okay, but just accept it. You got that high.
Okay, but I'm not as crazy as you were that night. Okay. You wouldn't know because you didn't see yourself.
I see myself. Okay, fine. Maybe I was on 10. You're on like 8.
I'm on like 6.
You're on 8.
If that's 10, I'm on 6.
That was through the roof.
People want to know if you're dating anyone.
Why?
Because they just want to know what's going on with us.
Oh my God, you are?
No.
You can tell me about it over burgers.
I'm not. I had no.
Did you just, were you about to say I had sex?
No, I didn't have sex.
Oh, okay. Did we curse?
No.
Someone is saying the FCC is fining us.
No.
201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo.
But not really. Who wants to know if I have a boyfriend?
But kind of. Maybe it's your boyfriend. He's testing you. Where'd it go? Someone named Noel?
That's not my boyfriend.
Spelled like me?
Oh, someone just emailed me and said I was right, or texted me and said I was right about the Thousand Island dressing.
Someone saying the difference between Thousand Island and Russian is relish. Was it your boyfriend that texted you?
No, it was my friend Sue from my old job. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Sue. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. I'd be a gherkin.
I almost bleeped that.
Why?
Oh. I thought it was a bad word, but that's a
Which
pickle.
Which bad word?
That's a pickle.
Yeah, that's a pickle.
Like a little pickle.
It's like a cornichon. Isn't it a cornichon?
Yeah, it's, you know, Russian dressing.
I don't like those little pickles.
Yo, those are my favorite. One of my top 5 foods.
I thought he was going to say.
What's that?
It's a...
That's disgusting.
I know. The actresses have to use them when they're acting.
Oh, Oh, God. Yeah. He just hung up.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. People... What the...
Jeez. What is happening?
I'm hitting drop and it's not dropping.
It's locked. You just...
Oh, my God. I broke the whole console.
You didn't. Oh, yeah, God. You dropped all our calls, bro.
I did.
We had a full board. See, you're on 10. That was like a cocaine situation right there. You just started pressing buttons like there was no tomorrow.
I was just pressing the same button. I would like you to know it wasn't plural buttons.
She's a wild man, everyone. Call now. 201-209. You're on 10, bro.
But why? Am I annoying you?
No, I like it because now it's like I'm not the only annoying one in this family. What?
But you used to be?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, no. I like it. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Dude, I didn't do anything.
What happens if the phone line is broken? Why don't you answer one and see if it's me? Should I try it again?
Yes.
Someone messing with us?
No.
Isn't it the Bard out there messing with us?
No.
All of them just got dropped again. No, dude, something is wrong with the phone. I'm not messing around right now.
Is it Ken?
Can he?
Yeah.
How?
He's Ken.
What, he's magic? Okay. Full board, right? Are you looking at this?
Yep.
Okay. This is embarrassing. What's happening? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, you guys hang up on me.
No.
I don't know. Something weird was happening with the phone.
I think Ken and Andy are jealous and they're messing with the lines.
Men are such babies.
Trash.
Dude, something's wrong with the phone. No, wait, this is not funny. What do I do? They all just got dropped again.
I think it's line three. Don't answer line three.
No, it's not. It was happening when I answered. Like, there, something's going on. I'm going to go out there and see if someone's messing with us.
No, it's. What's that one blinking on the bottom?
They always blink double. I'm going to unplug it and plug it back in. Because that's what happens when you call IT. They're like, did you restart it?
That's what people do in the 80s. Turn it on and turn it off again. Whoa. 201.
Call back, please. We're not hanging up on you. We're having technical difficulties that I think Ken and Andy are doing on purpose.
Stand by. 201.
This is not funny.
Let me give out the phone number.
Sorry.
She's on 10. 201. You just interrupted me four times. 201-209-9368.
Oh, my God.
201-209-9368. Call now. You will get through. This is Shut Up Weirdo filling in for 7 second delay on WFMU. Franny is about to go check if someone is messing with us. And the answer is no.
Call me from your phone.
Okay.
This is crazy. Now there's zero calls.
You broke it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I was calling myself. What's the phone number?
201-209-9368.
Will I get through? What if the host is mean to me?
She won't be.
It's busy.
Oh, my God. What do we do? Call Ken. Oh, I'm going to call Ken.
Okay,
call Ken. He's going to be so mad.
No, he's not.
Oh, my God. No, it doesn't work.
I'll call his extension.
Oh, my God.
I'll call his extension or I'll page him.
He's not here.
Yeah, he is. His car's still here.
I can't even get a dial tone. This is the worst.
God damn it.
Oh my God. It's the console. What do we do?
Hold on a second.
You just said God damn it like Ken. We broke the phones.
Hey Ken, we broke the phones. Can you come to Studio A?
Thank you. No, they're really not working.
They're really not working.
How do you know he's still here? It's the console.
201-209-9368.
Nah, babe. It's the console.
You broke it, dude.
I didn't break it. I was pressing the button because it was broken and I was trying to hang up.
It's because you're on 10.
I'm on 6 now.
It's because you're on 10 and you were pressing the button so damn hard I saw you doing it. It's because you were pressing the button so damn hard.
Okay, fine. Let's pretend that
she's on 10.
Hold on, listen. Let's pretend that I pressed the button too hard and I broke that button. That wouldn't stop us from getting calls. Is he going to come help us?
This I hear him.
Is excruciating.
Oh, you're a fool.
It's not me.
You're a goddamn fool.
It's not me.
It was you. This is amateur hour. You act like we haven't had a show for 10 years.
We haven't.
She broke the console.
Everyone says I'm fired.
Is he still here?
I don't think he's coming to help us, Michelle.
I paged him.
Ken!
She broke it because she's on 10.
Look, nothing's happening. People are calling us.
She was pushing the button so hard.
No, I didn't. It wasn't me. Tell her to stop blaming me.
She's on 10.
Tell her she's fired.
She's on 10.
I already did that.
She pulled it out.
Guess what
he's
doing?
She put it back in again.
I already did that.
She's on 10.
I already did that.
You should have seen her.
Can I tell him what happened, please?
Pushing the buttons like she's the Incredible Hulk.
That's when it stopped.
Like she's on, took all the cocaine in the goddamn world, Ken.
When I unplugged it and plugged it back in, it stopped working totally.
You should have seen how hard she was pushing the buttons.
Luckily, there's only a few minutes left. So, Michelle. Hey, Ken, if you were an item in a salad bar.
What would you be? A crouton? Ken, are you a crouton?
Yeah.
He's so mad at us.
Ken, what's the maddest item in
a salad bar?
See,
we have phone calls.
You do have phone calls.
Yeah, I see that. Thanks.
Full board. No, like... Uh-oh. So when's our next fill-in, buddy?
Yeah. He's so mad. Ken, what's your favorite office supply?
Since you're still here, will you go eat cheeseburgers with us?
Nope.
Where are you going?
I'm going back in here to see what's going on in here with the phones.
Did you mess up with us?
Still working on the phones.
Are you sure he's not messing with us?
He's too mad and tired to be messing with us. You really screwed the pooch.
I don't appreciate you blaming me for this. I was trying to fix it once it was already broken. Let's take it apart and put the wires back together.
Something like this has never happened to us before.
Do you think we're just cursed because we're on Wednesday right now?
It's the 7-second delay curse. Never a good show.
Oh, God, you're right! We can't even answer calls, and we still have 15 minutes!
It's because they never get calls.
So now you and I just have to figure, we have to feel the 7-second delay pain.
This is what it's like to never get calls.
God, it's an awful feeling. It's like never getting a date.
Oh, someone my God.
Says, Sunny on the comments board said, you guys both suck eggs. How do you feel about that?
I don't suck an egg.
Do you phones aren't
suck
dead.
An egg?
I've never sucked an egg, but I eat them a lot. What do we do now?
I don't know. Talk amongst yourselves. Isn't there another console we can try?
Oh, should they get the console from the other studio?
Ken would have thought of that.
Clearly he hasn't.
No one else takes calls tonight.
Are you sure?
Yeah, coming up next is Scott McDowell filling in for Irene.
What if we get the console from the other studio, Ken?
Too late.
Are you troubleshooting?
No, I'm trying to reboot.
Reboot?
Reboot what?
The phone system.
The do phone you think, system's fine.
Do you think we're not getting calls because 7-second delay doesn't get calls?
No, I think the phone system's broken.
So how do we do a show with no calls? Can you tell us from your past experiences?
Yeah, what you're doing now.
You mean just, like, harass you?
Yeah.
Is that, I guess that's what Andy does.
Try and make Ken laugh.
Nope, he's in a bad mood.
He is in a bad mood.
What about, red pens?
They're not allowed in WFMU. I just heard something.
Something happened. I use them at work and I
ooh,
really
enjoy...
you're
shining that light in my
whoa! Eyes. Ken fixed it!
Whoa, dude. She's on 10, dude. She broke it.
Did I break it?
Put the call on the air.
They're moving. Hi, you're on the radio.
No?
No.
Hello?
Try another one.
Hi, you're on the air.
I think we broke it because we're so popular.
Has this ever happened before?
No, not exactly.
Should I keep trying?
Yeah.
It's great radio, though.
Call us at 201. This is embarrassing. 209-9368. If you're the person who's the first call once we fix the phones,
you
get a free t-shirt.
Oh, how exciting.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
You get a free t-shirt! Congratulations!
You are the winner!
All right.
Email us your t-shirts. Listen to me. Oh,
Andy,
you pick Andy.
Ken just fixed the phone.
But Ken just fixed the phone.
Ken's a true American hero.
Andy would have never known how
to
fix the phone.
He doesn't know how to fix a phone.
And then we would have been stuck here for 20 minutes talking to each other about nothing.
Take it back and pick Ken.
Well, Ken's good for that, too.
You don't get a shirt.
Yes, he does.
Fine.
I promised. Hey, buddy, email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
How'd you fix it, Ken?
Rebooted it.
Thanks, Ken!
Great job, Ken.
Congrats on your free shirt, buddy.
How mad was he?
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Furious.
But it wasn't me.
Eh.
How? Come on. Admit it wasn't me. I think you
blew something when you plugged it in and plugged it out again.
I blew something? Mm-hmm. I didn't blow anything, just FYI.
She's on 10. Admit you're on 10.
I'm on 10, but I didn't break the phone if you had to reboot something.
Okay, I would say 80% chance you didn't break the phone.
90.
82.
90.
Okay, I'm not going to negotiate with you.
Why not?
I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I'm calling in for the 8-ball of cocaine.
Yeah. Michelle's phone number is 305.
Franny snorted it all.
I put it in my eyeball, buddy.
She already...
I just swallowed the whole bag.
What, you spilled the bag of the blow?
Yeah, I ate it all.
Gone, can't you tell?
No, you can't do that.
She's a wild man.
Sorry, bro.
Hey, I'm going to be a crouton because I have a tan. I just went to the beach for 2 weeks.
So you're like a little toasted crouton.
What?
You could be an almond, too.
An almond?
Yeah, because almonds are like tan on the outside.
Yeah, but my skin isn't as nice as an almond. It's more like a crouton right now.
Brody, dude, put on some lotion.
It's peeling. It puts the lotion on the skin.
Maybe.
Or I want to be a slut. Like, if I was going to be a woman, I'd be a slut with self-esteem who's a brunette and who's hot. How's that?
It's like...
You just described Michelle.
No, I'm not a slut, dude. And I have low self-esteem.
I know, that was the funny part.
I want self-esteem.
I'm not a slut, dude. Right.
There you go.
I'm not a slut.
I didn't say
I didn't break the phone console.
It's all cooked up.
All right, we're going to do some more lines.
I don't like cocaine. And
have a good one.
Damn, I don't like it when you hang up on people. Still don't like that.
Sorry. It's the coke talking.
I know it is.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Long time listener. First time calling.
Sorry.
You love the show.
I apologize.
Well, I mean, it has to, it's Ken's show again. He saved the show, as always.
Yeah. My God, do you think he did that on purpose?
So that he could be the
collectively,
hero.
Collectively, you all have become Andy this evening.
Oh, God. He's right.
Huh. Yeah, we took it for a spin and an
Maybe this was his plan the whole time.
Watch them fail.
He used Save us as
day.
His little pawns.
Needed to feel good
about
himself. He was
like, they can't have my show. Men.
Ken.
So clearly you pick Andy, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's one of the most supreme game board designers there is on the planet right now.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Do you ever say cheers?
Nope. I mean, only when I'm cheersing.
What are the other things people say when they say cheers? Like, huzzah.
Like when they do this?
Yeah. Huzzah.
Salud.
Skål. That's what the Swedish people say. I want that cheeseburger. I want to get it medium rare, but sometimes in dive bars, that's gross.
Nah. I don't go for that. Unless, like, I know where the meat came from.
Right.
201-209-9368. Call us. We're back with phones.
Can't believe the phone broke.
That has never happened in Shut Up Weirdo history. We were on the air for almost 10 years. Never. We are in a Wednesday curse. 201-209-9368. Nobody's calling now. Is it broken in a different way now?
Nah. We just turned everyone off because we suck eggs.
We do suck eggs. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? I don't know what I'm listening to. I was scrolling the dial.
Yeah.
And I hear y'all having a blast.
We're having fun, right?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
It's a mess, but we're enjoying it.
Music, y'all just be talking? What's up?
Nah, we just talk.
We just hang out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a live podcast, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
It's a radio show.
Yeah, radio show. Word. Nah, yeah. That's what's up.
Well,
where y'all from, 201?
We're in New Jersey.
WFMU out of Jersey City.
Oh, Jersey City. Yeah, okay. I'm from Hoboken.
Oh, cool.
That's dope.
Cool.
That's what's up. Yeah, yeah. I'm having fun and stuff. I'm sorry y'all used all y'all coke, though.
Yeah, we ran out.
More, come holla at your boy.
Okay, cool. Maybe we'll call you after the show.
Ask him the salad bar.
Yo, y'all take it easy.
We have a question for you.
What's up?
If you were an item in a salad bar,
okay,
what item would you be?
The ranch.
Good choice, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Good choice. Very good choice. All right, Ranch. Have a good night.
Keep listening. 91.1.
Have a good one. At least we made a new listener.
I like making new friends.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello. Rough day?
What?
Can you turn your radio down, please?
Can.
That would be nice, because then you could have a conversation with us instead of waiting to hear your own voice.
It's a kid.
What?
What?
What did you say?
It's a kid.
Oh, this is excruciating.
What did you say?
Talk to this human.
What are you calling about? Come on, you only have a second.
I'm going to have to hang up.
Two.
I'm sorry.
We don't want to hang up on you.
All right, we got to go, little lady. Thanks for the great conversation. Hi, you're on the radio. I just hung up on a child.
I know, it breaks my heart.
I didn't have a choice.
I know you didn't.
Hi, you're on the radio. I just hung up on a child.
She's on 10.
I didn't have a choice.
She's on 10.
Hi, are you there? Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Cool.
I'm Ian.
Oh, hey, Ian.
What's up, hey. Ian?
Not much. I was out on a run, and then I put on SMU, and you guys were on.
Lucky you.
Enough, and then the phones broke, and I just completely stopped my run. You just ended my workout.
All hell broke loose.
Yeah, all hell broke loose.
Riveting.
It was embarrassing.
I mean, I haven't felt like I've gotten in trouble since I was, like, in high school, and that was the closest thing.
You're lucky.
We were flailing in the water.
We have 2 minutes, baby.
Brilliant. Oh, no. Okay, Ian, if you were an item in a salad bar, what item would you be?
I'd be dill pickle.
Clearly.
That's not sexy enough.
It's pretty sexy, kind of. Meh?
Meh.
Meh? What's the sexiest item in a salad bar,
what
Michelle?
What is the sexiest item in a salad
artichoke.
Bar? No.
No. I feel like it is a dill pickle.
Is it?
I think so.
What's sexier than a dill pickle in a salad bar?
A blue.
Cucumber.
Tuna salad.
Cucumber. No.
Ew. All right, buddy. We got to go.
All right.
One more.
All right. Have a good one, Ian. Yo, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, have you decided if you're coming back in September?
I guess we got to tell them, Michelle.
Tell them.
We are not coming back in September. Sorry, buddy. We will be doing fill-ins here and there, but we will not be on the regular fall schedule. Sorry to break it to everyone. Please don't hate us.
Good last call, though.
Yeah, way to go, buddy.
I'd be shredded cheddar cheese.
Buzzkill here is shredded cheddar cheese.
I kind of already said shredded cheese, though, didn't I?
Not cheddar cheese, though.
True, I did not specify which type of cheese.
Right.
All right, thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
Have a good one.
So someone won a shirt.
Yeah, I didn't get his name.
Did Ken or Andy win? Nah. Ken won?
I stopped taking the thing, but Ken had 7 votes to Andy's 4 because I got bored.
All right, you want to do the last legal?
No, you can do it.
All right. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo, filling in for 7 Second Delay on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the Long Rally with Scott McDowell, filling in for Irene.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait. That Jesus. Doesn't work.
welcome to the Long Rally. My name is Scott McDowell, and this is the Long Rally radio program heard occasionally here on the airwaves of WFMU. This week, filling in for Irene Trudell. Thank you, Irene, for giving me the call up. We have a quite a special show this evening, a live set, a live session, an interview with the percussionist Ben Hall, the multifaceted Ben Hall, recorded a few weeks ago here in Studio B at WFMU. And by way of introduction, Ben Hall is a Detroit-based percussionist, improviser, composer, visual artist, educator, label owner, restaurant owner, and food activist. He also runs the online Detroit Gospel Archive Baptism, which is amazing. It's a deep trove of rare gospel recordings. And Ben plays with collaborators like Bill Dixon, or used to, Joe Morris, John Olson from Wolf Eyes, C. Spencer Yeh, Don Dietrich from Barbetta Magus, and Nate Woolley, among many others. So the first two musical sections of today's program, Ben will be joined by tuba player Ben Stapp, who is active on the New York scene. The second part will be a solo percussion set by Ben Hall. Very heavy, all of it on extended technique, both tuba and percussion. And it's about 40 minutes of music, interview segments interspersed throughout. And we discuss Ben Hall's other profession as chef and co-owner of the Russell Street Deli in Detroit. So, we're going to get right to it without delay. Here's percussionist Ben Hall with Ben Stapp on tuba on the Long Rally here on WFMU. Should I do the legal ID? I probably should. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online, WFMU.org. Here's Ben Hall.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.